Hello, you're through to NHS Direct. My name's Sandra. I'm one of the health advisors. Right, how can I help?
As you probably know, I live on the flight path of Leeds Bradford Airport, and obviously I'm just a bit concerned about the Icelandic volcanic smoke at the moment.
I was
wondering if you could give me some general advice.
Okay, love. I mean, is there any fallout there, Jonathan?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, where I live above my house, there's a massive plume, probably just literally about 30 metres up, and it's just absolutely covered. I'm amazed how low it is, because I think they said originally it was about 11,000 feet up or something.
Right.
But now it seems to be about 20 foot in the sky.
Right.
And I'm amazed. The night before, I'd actually just had beans on toast and went to bed.
Yeah.
And sort of, I thought I'd felt a volcanic eruption and sort of a strange smell as well.
Right. Okay. Do you have any symptoms at the moment, Jonathan?
I just feel very disorientated and confused.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. Is this something you've never had before? You've never felt like this before?
Some people say I'm confused quite a lot of the time, but I think, you know, I think it's definitely different this time.
Right.
Is it definitely from this Icelandic volcano?
We've received no health alerts, Jonathan.
Right.
Nothing at all.
Right.
No, and I would have thought that we would be one of the first people to receive any information if there was any concern to the general public.
Do you think it could be just smog then?
It may well be, but we've received no health alerts at all about any fallout in the UK.
Right. What do you think about the volcanic eruption I felt when I'd gone to bed and sort of the strange smell after I'd had my tea?
We've had no volcanic eruptions in this country, Jonathan.
Right, so you only had beans on toast.
Yeah.
Some people have said this volcano's from Iceland. I think it might be from Jack Fulton, because they do loads of frozen foods and at affordable prices, and I was just wondering if you'd heard any reports as to whether it could have happened at Jack Fulton.
No, we've not had any reports of that, Jonathan.
All right, well,
I'll
keep a watch on my health, and if anything changes, I'll give you a call back.
If you start to, I mean, I can just take your details, and I can ask a nurse to ring you back if you want me to do.
Well, what I'll do is I'll monitor my own symptoms, and if I feel I'm getting worse, I'll definitely give you a call.
All right, are you sure?
Yeah, that's lovely.
All right, Jonathan.
Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.